A Single Word, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Cassian Andor and Jyn Erso. Trust. A single word, a simple word, yet one of the hardest things in the galaxy. Jyn had trusted her parents, she'd trusted Saw. Trusting them hadn't stopped her from ending up all alone. She'd stopped trusting people after that. Cassian Andor isn't an exception to that. He's a rebel, and he has a mission. She's just a mission asset. She doesn't mean anything to him. He has a mission, an agenda. And she'll either play her part or he'll leave her behind. Or worse, she knows this type. So she follows him as they go to Jedha and she keeps an eye out for signs of Saw. She'll do what she agreed to do and then she's gone. Cassian Andor is a rebel. He's a rebel, and he has a mission. The only thing she can trust is that his mission is what matters most to him. She tells herself that as he drags her away from Saw's hideout as Jedha City dies. She tells herself that he doesn't care about her, even as he calls her name in a tone that can only be called desperate. He only cares because they didn't get the message. Her ability to relay it is all he cares about. That certainty wobbles when she realizes he didn't know that the message was lost. Then his anger flares at the perceived failure, and her certainty solidifies again. Baze and Chirrut are a mystery, but there's something about them that makes her want to trust them. The way Chirrut speaks of the Force reminds her of her mother. For a moment, Jyn touches the kyber crystal on her necklace. Bodhi, the Imperial pilot turned defector, is shaken, but there's a quiet resolve about him still. Jyn respects that. He knows her father, got the message directly from him. There's so much Jyn wants to know, but she doesn't trust him. Without that trust, she can't be vulnerable enough to ask the things she really wants, longs, to ask. Cassian Andor is a rebel. He's a rebel, and he has a mission. His mission is all that matters, and yet for some reason utterly unfathomable to her, Jyn had started to trust him. It's why it burns, this knowledge that he'd lied to her. He'd looked at her and told her he was going to scout ahead when he was really preparing to kill her father. She'd gone out there on her own, not out of a lack of trust in Cassian, but rather a dislike of his plan, a dislike of waiting. She's angry, so damned angry, at him, at herself. But her heart is breaking, too. All that time she was alone, she told herself she didn't care about those who'd abandoned her. All it took was seeing Saw and her father's message on Jedha to know that it was a lie. Now she'd lost them both. Her anger needed a target, and Cassian was the perfect outlet. I had every chance to pull the trigger, but did I? Did I? Cassian challenges. Jyn doesn't care. She'd let herself trust him, and now her father was dead. We don't all have the luxury of deciding when and where we care about something. Suddenly, the rebellion is real for you. Some of us live it. I've been in this fight since I was 6 years old, Cassian says. Tone low and angry and hurting. Jyn ignores it, focusing on her own pain. She'd trusted him. She will not let the tears fall, even as her vision swims from them. Cassian walks away, and Jyn tries not to shake. Baze and Chirrut offer her comfort. Jin can't bring herself to trust it, but she accepts it. Cassian Andor is a rebel. He's a rebel, and he had a mission. It was a mission that Jin thought ended when they returned to Yavin 4. Yet, he's waiting for her when she leaves that miserable excuse for a council meeting. She understands more than ever why Saw felt the way he did about the Alliance. They'd rather run scared or surrender than stand and fight. Jin is angry. She's angry with them and with herself. For just a moment, she'd let herself trust that the rebels would do the right thing. "They were never going to believe you," Cassian says. Jin feels a flash of anger and snaps back at him. But Cassian doesn't stop there, and before Jin knows what's happening, they have a team, and they are going to Scarif. Baze and Chirrut and Bodhi are going with them. They're going to see this through, or die trying. "I'm not used to people sticking around when things go bad," Jin admits, looking up at Cassian, and trying not to be afraid of the vulnerability she shows with those words. It doesn't surprise her as much as it should have that he understands. With heavy but soft eyes, Cassian replies, "Welcome home." In spite of everything, Jin trusts that he means it. The end.